an apology from Dr. Khaiba. We also received an apology from Honorable Motsepe, who will be leaving the meeting after that. That's the only apology that I have got, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Paul. I think those apologies are in order. Honorable members, let me outline the agenda so that we... I've seen that Mastole has tried to flight it. We are done with the apologies. Then on item number 3 will be the consideration of the previous minutes. And then item 4, committee deliberation on the ease of doing business bill. Item 5, motion of desirability of that bill. Item 6, announcement, and then adjournment. Mastole, can you take us through the minutes of the previous meeting?
Okay, Chairperson. Thank you so much, Chair. Can you see the minutes of the 2nd of June, Chair?
I can see that.
Yes, Chair. I'm on page 1, Chairperson. This was when the start of when we started with the bill, Chair, where we requested Mr. Kruger and the President to come through, Chairperson, to present on the bill, Chairperson. So I'm on page 1, Chair. Then last week, Chairperson, last week Friday to the members, and I assume that they have actually just gone through them. That's page 1, Chair. I'm on page 2. That's page 3, Chairperson. Page 4. That's page 5, Chair. That's the last page, which is page 6, Chairperson.
Okay. Can I get an indication from members if there are any corrections they want to make on the minute? No corrections?
No, Chair.
Can I get a mover to adoption of this set of minutes?
Gibi, Chair.
Honorable Kibi is proposing the adoption of the minutes. Any second that to Honorable Kibi?
Julie, Chair, I move for the to second Honorable Kibi for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Julie. Therefore, the minutes are adopted. Can I now?
Okay, Chair, I'm going to the second set of minutes.
Oh, there are 2, okay. Sorry for that. Sorry.
Okay. I'm just trying to load them, Chairperson. Oh, yes, these minutes are the minutes of the 23rd of June, Chairperson. That is when we invited those that supported the bill, the submissions from... of the bill. I'm on page 1, which is attendance. That's page 2. Then I'm on page 3, Chair. I'm on page 4. That's the last page, Chairperson.
Oh, Mastole, can I get an indication if there are any corrections to make on the minute?
Honorable Chair.
Yes, Honorable Kibi.
Honorable Chair, I don't see any corrections and I move for the adoption of this. I thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kibi. Any second to Honorable Kibi?
Morning, Chair.
Morning, Honorable Malomani.
Thank you, Chair. I second, Chair.
Thank you. The minutes are therefore adopted by the meeting. Now we go to item 4, committee deliberations on the ease of doing business bill. Can I invite Honorable Lesom? Honorable Lesom, are you in the meeting?
Yes, Honorable Chair, I am. Good morning, colleagues, and good morning, Honorable Chair, and thank you very much. Let me just first apologize that I was trying to log in on my iPad and I had a problem with the connectivity, so I reconnected with my phone. Chair, as probably let's also take counsel from that, we have adopted the minutes, which then means that the matter is still fresh in our mind. But Chair, let me declare and ask your permission that I will be slightly longer because the first set of minutes that we adopted did indicate that the committee agreed that they would take the suggested or the proposed bill to their political party, which then I will be giving account of that process, but also talking mainly to the bill and the sequence of events as it were. So I'm declaring, Chair, and I hope my colleagues will be patient with me on that aspect. Chair, we have, as the minute indicated, received the Honorable Kruger's bill. However, I would not necessarily, because it's a DA, to say it's a DA policy position on small business or private sector to totally self-regulate itself, but using government infrastructure as the bill seek to suggest. We have done what, it is our view as the ANC, that we, as the study group, because ANC has deployed us on its behalf, so we didn't take it to the political party. We took it to ourselves that we represent the ANC in this portfolio committee, that we satisfied ourselves that we have done what the bill's office and the speaker's office would have expected us in parliament to do in terms of ensuring that we give the necessary attention it deserves before reaching to any determination, and we should be also be seen applied, having applied our minds and being transparent and fair. And I will just summarize, say that we held more than 3 meetings, just for record purposes, I'm raising that. We have received the written submission of the bill, we have read the bill, we have listened to the oral submission of the sponsor of the bill, received the written submission and oral submissions from stakeholders, which Honorable Kruger said some of the stakeholders that he had done a public participation process to make sure that the bill also captures other stakeholders, concerned stakeholders as it were. And we also, Chair, afforded the presidency, which is charged with the task that the bill tries to seek to advance, the president, and also you have, through the committee, allowed us as the various study groups for the purpose of the ANC, I'll use the study group, to engage on the suggested bill. And we are indeed, we did do that, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. But Chair, I'll start by saying one, which is then my main substantive issue, that the bill, we are very much aware that it's tagged as Section 75, which was published and gazetted in March. But also what is important, Chair, before I even go to our proposal, what we think the bill, what should happen to the bill, is that the object of the bill I will just cite few, not limited, but also which are from where we are standing that are important for our contribution. One or A is that the bill seeks to create a capacity in government to measure, control, and reduce socio-economical impact of a regulatory measure. Secondly, ensure that the due consideration of multiple options by organs of state to achieve the objectives of the government policy. The third one, to measure the impact of regulatory measure, especially red tape contained in the regulatory measures on business, to create a friendly environment for business in the Republic. So I'm just picking some of the objects of the bill. Bill seeks to get a political buy-in, which was said verbally in the presentation by the sponsor of the bill. Bill seeks to get a political buy-in so that all small, medium, and micro enterprises overcome the binding of systematic constraints for business people to operate in a business-friendly environment. The bill further seeks, Honorable Chair, to create that's part of the object of the bill, to create a regulatory impact assessment unit, which I'll use it as RIA, in the presidency's office, responsible for measuring and reducing red tape and costs associated with the red tape. It goes on. The bill, Honorable Chair, will be applicable for all three spheres of government, even though it is tagged as Section 75, but the Constitution spells it out very clearly, the difference between Section 74 or 76 bill. I won't go to that. But for us, Chair, the fundamental question which we are still begging even today, which probably during our discussion will be responded to or clarified to, which is the really appropriate portfolio committee that this bill was supposed to go. Or probably I'll say that we got comfort, Honorable Chair and members, that 99% of the bill speaks to small business. I understand, though, why the bill's office, through the Speaker's office, directed the bill to us. I will tell you why now, Chair. One, it's because the Small Business Portfolio Committee in the 5th Parliament did reject the bill. In this term, it has been slightly ticked or tweaked a bit, and adding in particular, which is very explicit, is to its B in terms of its object, to ensure the due consideration of multiple options by organs of state to achieve the objectives of government policy. That's the one that is very explicit, but there are other areas that in terms of the sequence of event, in terms of the writings, English legal writing of the bill. Our portfolio committee, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, then it says, by not even confusing, that it is a relevant portfolio committee that monitors, evaluates all departments through the impact monitoring performance assessment tool, other than what the presidency does, but also other than the other departments they do, like, which is limited, like for an example, the SCOPA deals with the issues or activities that was, but we are expected through the DPME to deal with the current issues and also quarterly receive the impact results. And that's what we do, to ensure that we do a robust and active oversight, but also to ensure and monitor the achievement towards achieving the 2030 goals and NDP implementations or programmatization of the NDP as it is in the sixth parliament. Honorable Chair, may I then proceed to also to borrow from what the presidency, I've dealt with the object of the bill, now I'm dealing with the presidency, which is charged or mandated to deal with this matter. As we speak, they do have a unit. It's currently, as we speak, Honorable Chair, is that a social economic impact assessment unit in the presidency. is that, and that is why we're able to invite them to clarify their roles and responsibility in avoiding to promote duplication in government with what is of doing government business bill seeks to achieve. The social economical impact assessment unit is responsible for that, and it is there. It does analyze broader social economical challenges, associated costs and risk, and develop mitigating actions to ensure alignment with the NDP by taking the consideration of how policy proposal impact on and relate to transformation and inclusive economic growth. We have tend to summarize what the presidency in terms of their roles and responsibilities and what they get paid to do, which it covers that. I would not repeat what the object of the bill, but if you can see, Honorable Chair, that there is a duplication of some sort. The unit further seeks to understand regulation that impact negatively or positively on the society, including laws that favor big business and negatively impact on the SMEs, the rich versus the poor, thus perpetuating exclusion. And that's what was presented to us, Honorable Chair. I'm not taking from nowhere, but I've used my own our own English here to ensure that it captures our thoughts as well. Allow me, Honorable Chair, in the presentation, it further was made that this PC, through as we invited invited as political parties to make suggestions or made amendments or to say before, after, probably we have accepted or rejected the bill. I haven't reached that stage. But I would like to make the following remarks in terms of the bill, talking to the institutional arrangement. The bill establishes a new department, Honorable Chair, which is a duplication from where we are seated based on the information was presented by the President of the existing SEIA unit. The bill encroaches on the mandate of other departments. We are small business development, we are trade and industry, and competition. Operation Vulindlela is already addressing structural economic reforms. Fourthly, the bill does not consider separation of powers between the parliament and the executive. It lumps it together. Fifthly, Chair and Honourable Members, the bill does not consider a holistic approach to red tape reduction such as provinces and municipalities function, as it takes at Section 75. One would have thought that the bill will talk to that. The suggested bill, Chair and Honourable Members, takes away, which is very fundamental, takes away current responsibility of impact assessment from department, which is the PME, the unit, which is SEIAS, reports are assessed and quarterly assured by the unit in the President. It says there must be a new unit, but it doesn't say what will happen to this existing unit. Does not take to due consideration of special inequalities on business and other socio-economical factors. It further does not speak to how it ensures to evaluate and have a strategy, such as how has the red tape reduction contributed to business in creating additional jobs and contributing in economic growth. Probably, to be fair to the sponsor of the bill, he might envisage that after we have agreed or accepted the bill, one of the other activities that we should engage on is that exercise. I'm not too sure, but we're not advised. I'm just thinking aloud here. However, Chair, to be fair and also to say that we can't take it away that we got to applaud Honorable Kruger for initiating and tabling the private members' bill in the National Assembly. We further also would like to commend the organizations that participated or stakeholders in the process of making deliberations on the bill to ensure that the Honorable Bills, Honorable Kruger's bill does see the light of the day, and effort demonstrated by his passion for the upliftment of the small, medium and micro business in our country, and also to deal with the red tape and suggested red tape among challenges impending the development of the SME and economic growth, as it were. However, Honorable Chair, I'm almost done, Chair. I'm dealing now with the actual essence of our direction that we are going to suggest at the end. We were quite disappointed that the presenters, including the bill sponsor, deliberately opted to ignore fundamental questions as far as we are concerned. One, about a proposal of establishing yet another regulatory impact assessment unit in the office of the president, aimed at measuring and reducing red tape and the costs associated with the red tape when conducting business in the Republic. Currently, the office of the president, which has said it above, does do this. Similar functions that the bill seeks to achieve, the bill encroaches on the mandate of the SEIAS and National Treasury Trade and Industry and Small Business. I've made those references above, Honorable Chair, with reasons. And thirdly, Chair, it establishes the new regulatory impact unit, which goes against the spirit of reducing the wage bill in the government. There are financial implications on the implementation of this bill, which will add more pressure to constrained financial resources of government and the state. And the priority of our country is to fight and alleviate poverty, but also the immediate one is to fight against the coronavirus that is attacking the world and our country, and saving lives through the vaccination and livelihood through that. And then wonders and argues that, are we going to establish another unit that will then take the depleted fiscal strength and direct it to establish another administrative vehicle, which is already in existence, by the way? Fourthly, Chair, the rationale for directing the ease of doing business to this portfolio committee was questioned, since the bill and its entirety seeks to address red tape in hindering the small business and micro enterprises. There is a relevant department and a relevant committee direct. If you opt not for small business, you can go to trade and industry. However, the rationale is understood because the Ministry for Planning, which I said above, but nevertheless, it should have gone to the principal committee that is. But we are not blaming the sponsor, by the way, on this one, Chair. We are saying the best office, probably, if we are there to advise, would have said, it was directed to the relevant portfolio committee. However, because it was directed to us by the speaker, we should respect that and be seen also having applied our minds. Hence, today's meeting, we're doing exactly that. The very last, very important point, Chair, the bill seeks also, and it creates a perceived bottleneck that it creates, unfortunately. We should, and we have been saying that it should be avoided by Parliament, especially this portfolio committee. Therefore, Honorable Chair and members, we're not really responding to, but we're talking to the bill in terms of the logic and its spirit, to make sure that we have. But also, Chair, we have taken trouble to go to the Constitution. If you go to Chapter 3 of the Constitution under corporate government, there is an important part that I would like to just to read aloud without going through all the clauses in terms of Chapter 3, Section 40. I will just read one and leave the others. In the Republic, government is constituted as national, provincial, and local government, spheres of government, which are distinct, interdependent, and interrelated. Why I'm reading that, Chair? The bill doesn't talk, it's text as Section 75.
But recording in progress.
When the sponsor of the bill was talking to it, he never made reference to that, as to probably he made an assumption that it will go to the National Council of Provinces. But I thought, as a sponsor, you should have spoke to that and say what will happen to that. Are there any other bills that also in municipalities or at a provincial level that also informed by the National Act to ease business with government, that local government has gone in an extra mile to deal with that one. However, I'll leave that one for members probably if they want to go to that space. But I'm saying that section is very fundamental from 1 to 3 and 4 sub-clauses of that section. But also if we go back, go further, Chair, in terms of section 44.1, the national legislation, which we all know that is vested in Parliament, however, of which the sponsor did not make reference to, of course, he was not obliged, and I respect that. But I found it, or we found it as the AC, very strange, not sure why others may not be, find it very strange that no mention of other spheres of government and how having done that thorough work and research and all the work and also with consulted the stakeholders, but there was no mention of other spheres of government. And the reason known to the sponsor of the bill and the I'm sure. With all what I've said, Honourable Chair and members, I would like, I would put before the committee that the ANC moves that the committee declares the end of the road for this members' bill and we reject and not accept the bill. However, once members are encouraged, we are encouraged to produce and sponsor bills with honesty, transparency, and direct bills to relevant portfolio committees, not to do a finder approach. It seems this bill has done, because he never made reference that the bill was tabled before Parliament in the fifth Parliament, which was going to, that's an issue of transparency and honesty that I'm talking to. But I'm not accusing him, but I said probably he might not be serving at that committee at the time. I'm not too sure, but I'm saying it will have to direct the bill to the relevant committee, even notwithstanding that the Speaker's office through the bill's office would have sent it to our committee. We would have probably have a joint committee with a small business portfolio committee just to make sure that also we do our part and justice to, instead of just directly allowing the bill to come here. But we have done what we're supposed to do with, by Parliament, and I therefore, Chair, would like to move that the portfolio committee reject the bill informed by the contributions that I advanced earlier on. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and honorable members for listening to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Soma. Can I get other? Okay. Honorable Komani, can I invite you in?
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, colleagues and the staff members. Chairperson, we would like to make contribution to the bill as presented by Honorable Kruger. We therefore have received the submissions, the oral submissions, and those of the supporting members to the bill. We at the EFF has gone through the bill and had gone through both submissions and have observed that the bill seeks to get a buy-in of other political parties. Chair, in our view, we have observed that the bill has not totally been to this committee, it should have not been brought to this committee. It should have rather been sent to the portfolio committee of small business. We therefore, Chair, found that, we also found that the bill, Chair, has caused a duplication, because there are roles that are being expected from the presidency. Chair, we also note that the bill will encourage the marginalization, particularly of the blacks, the black poor, as that took that is meant to assist by guiding the business. Equally, Chair, we observed that this bill is aimed at reducing, if not wanting to marginalize, the participation of government into making its oversight and monitoring. Chair, this bill also it is aiming at doing away with the regulations like employment equity. When now business are indirectly privatized, and in that way, Chair, we as the EFF, we have noted that we are striving to fight unemployment, and that bill, Chair, if we continue and provide support to this bill, it would then be perceived as if we don't take the poor people, particularly the blacks, into consideration, because by privatization, Chair, it will mean those that have got capacity would then undermine those that do not have. Chairperson, we have noted all the submissions, and we are of a view that as the EFF, we will reserve our right on this bill, and we're not going to either support or reject it. We are reserving our right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Komani. Can I invite Honorable Ntuli?
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, indeed, Chair, what has been alluded to by the previous speakers, starting from Honorable Lesoma to Honorable Koman, this bill is more relevant to small business. And also, Chairperson, it is a duplication of the work in progress, particularly by REA, CS, as mentioned by Honorable Lesoma, and also TDI. And Chair, safe to say, DPME is on top of the pressure that is put on small business or developing a business, particularly on the case of payment, which previously used to suppress and kill them for the payments that were not done in time. Chair, maybe Chair, I should follow suit to my colleagues in appreciating and commending Mr. Kruger in the willingness to assist government in this regard. But noting, Chairperson, and the meeting, that the work that he didn't see as progressive enough, it is in progress. And really, I also want to touch to what Honorable Lesoma touched in saying, we note that it's not for the first time that this bill is tabled. It was tabled in the 5th Parliament and rejected. And for me, I don't think it was just rejected. It was the way of saying thank you for noting this. We are on top of it. It was just to emphasize on what my colleagues have already alluded to in terms of this bill, and I would love to second Honorable Lissoma to say, I think as this portfolio committee, it's high time that on this date we put the full stop on this bill, we put this bill on the end and declare it not moving forward, and hoping that that will not cause any animosity, because the work that has been mentioned in this bill is already in progress. Mr. Kruger and the supporters of the bill will have nothing to lose. Instead, they are going to monitor further on what is happening insofar as government is concerned with the work that they were sort of looking at. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Your Honorable Malasi coming.
Good morning, colleagues and House Chair. Look, I think there are two key issues here. One is the fact that, and I hear two members have made reference to the fact that the committee's the bill is being presented to this committee, and the response to that is that that should not delegitimize the substance of the bill and what is being proposed by the bill. And I think in all fairness, we need to be engaging with the substance of the bill. And secondly, to the argument that I see is running through that there could be duplication of some sorts. In all fairness and all evidence that, you know, is before us, that doesn't seem to be the case. The reality is that, you know, there is massive institutional red tape that is hampering the prosperity of small businesses and to a large extent even big business, particularly from doing business with the state. So what we should be focusing at is how do we find legislative means of making sure that we reduce the red tape, we create an environment in which small businesses can thrive and operate, you know, freely, so that we remove all the obstacles that are in the way in order to enable them to function properly. And I do not for once think that simply because the Fifth Parliament came to a conclusion about this bill that, you know, we should then outsource our responsibility as a committee in engaging this to what happened in a different committee, in a different parliament. I think what is before us should be dealt with given what it is. And the reality is even the substance is different from what was presented in the Fifth Parliament. So taking all of that into consideration, Chair, I think, you know, we shouldn't rush to cutting short the lifespan of this bill in this committee simply because we just want to get it over and done with. I think we should interrogate it further, and that we should, as a committee, satisfy ourselves that what is being presented here has the potential to make a substantial difference in the lifespan of small businesses. And this should be our approach. And I think, lastly, Chair, from my side, because I don't want to be long for the sake of filibustering, is that the essence of the bill, for me, is what is important. And how do we, as a committee, then find ways of ensuring that what is proposed as the essence of this this bill comes into life? Because this is not about how, you know, our respective political parties feel about the ideological purpose of this bill, but ultimately about the impact that the changes or the new measures that are proposed in this bill, which, as we know, are the lifeblood of the economy, particularly during these difficult times that our economy is in and that it will continue to be in. And you know, this whole argument about duplication, you know, worries me, because if indeed, you know, the current unit that has been referred to by different honorable members, that is in the presidency, was as effective as it suddenly seems to appear in some members' memories, then why is it that, you know, we still continue to get these testimonies of massive red tape pulling down small businesses? And the reality is that we, as a committee, in order to fulfill our responsibilities, we need to be finding solutions. You know, we need to be at the forefront of finding solutions that will help small businesses. Otherwise, you know, we shouldn't be rushing into simply putting an end to this bill simply because it challenges our ideological foundation. You know, and I truly appreciate the manner in which, you know, different colleagues have shared, you know, what they deem to be their party's views on it. But I think over and above that, we shouldn't forget the essence of what it is. And in addition, Chair, if you also look at some of the external organizations that came to present, you know, in support of the proposals as covered in this bill, we received no objection whatsoever from external organizations or entities about, you know, the undesirability of the bill. So I think it would be excuse me, it would be too hasty for us to get to a decision that seeks to, you know, end the lifespan of this bill here. And, you know, I will let my colleague Joe McClure speak on, you know, the proposals that we have about the way forward on this. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Malatsi. Can I invite Honourable Musib?
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. I am unable to view my video due to circumstances that I'm in. Please pardon me for that. Am I audible, Honourable Chair?
I can hear you loud and clear, Honourable Musibe.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I would also like to add the challenge and the rejection of the bill as a result that social and economic impact assessments are normally the key components of the broader environment impact assessment requirements, often performed at the project approval stage. Economic impact assessments play an important role in determining the overall worthiness of a project and also analyses include reporting outputs, employment, income, and value added at the project and state national levels. And it usually follows the mainstream framework of the economic thought, where more projects
more development typically are seen as the desirable in order to increase economic growth, with economic growth being the goal of the development. And it does not take into account other goals of economic development, such as quality of life or sustainability. There are issues with this approach because not all developments are even with positive economic impact will result in a sustainable development for the for the community, for the region, and also for the country. So these are the nature of some issues that will not allow us to side with this bill, but to reject it. Thank you so much, Honorable Chairperson.
Chairperson? Thank you, Honorable Mudip.
Chairperson.
Can I now invite Honorable McGlure?
Yeah, thank you so much, Chair, for the opportunity. Firstly, I would like to speak to the process on how this committee of Parliament has dealt with this bill. It is either the research unit, but someone must take responsibility because someone has failed this portfolio committee. We have entertained this bill, and surprisingly so, members are coming now from all corners and cry foul that this bill does not belong to this platform. Members are crying foul that this bill should have been taken to this committee and that committee. Even so much so that we speak about the presidency. I want to put it on record that the presidency itself is in ICU. The presidency itself does not have a portfolio committee to start with and also a committee to have oversight on itself. When this came in front of us, we were humbly requested as a committee for the ANC to go back to their caucus and then to come here and decide the way forward. Now it seems that this, and I want to say it seems that there is now some sort of politicking with a bill that is now presented in front of us. The honorable members who are speaking against this bill, not once, no one has mentioned any presentation that has been made by organization in front of us. We have received presentations by the Small Business Institute, who also said that, you know, this bill is achieving the aspiration of the presidency. There were an organization in front of us saying that for 10 years, the objective of easing business for small business seems to be achieved, and it is addressed in the bill that has been presented to us. There were business organizations representing some more than 12,000 members that says this is a good idea. We had a free market foundation that says that it is a good idea, and it is members, the same members who are speaking now to reject this bill, it is members that also said that this is something good. And there were also organizations that has been funded by the AU, that has been funded by the AU and to assist the Department of Small Business Development within South Africa, that they believe the implementation of this bill will assist government. It will assist SMMEs. So I am really taken off by the way levels as far as lockdown is concerned, to an extent now, while we are speaking and politicking about a bill, there are small businesses, there are places that is closed today because of COVID-19. And now we are sitting with a bill and people are coming to say to this committee, doesn't belong here, now let's reject this, and we are not taking out the good from this bill. Safe to say that during all of these submissions, no other submission was received by Parliament itself. So what I would suggest, Chairperson, instead of being in a hurry to say it doesn't belong here, reject this, let us have the right procedure to this Members' Bill. It's called the Members' Bill. And to various extent and to various occasions, the member who presented this bill was called by his name and Mr. So-and-so and not Honorable Andrew Greer. So I would like to suggest that we go into this, that the members of this portfolio committee be given an opportunity to present a minority bill as far as the undesirability of this bill is now concerned. Let us also have the research unit to say this is the right procedure. Let us have this bill at this platform and help deal with this bill in the appropriate way, in an appropriate manner, in an appropriate fashion. When the presentations was made, it was made clear how this bill will assist in easing business. We also in this very same committee has requested the presidency who was present at the time at that meeting to respond to questions on what they have done as far as the execution of this bill is to SMMEs, which was not to the satisfaction of this committee or to members of this committee. So I would ask your indulgence, Chairperson, that we are not hastening this in terms of shooting it off as so politely presented by Honorable Lissoma. Let us give an opportunity for members who are those who want to make a representation on a minority view, and also let us then have a direct direction to say, listen, we have looked positively into this, and members of the ANC have said that it's a good thing. Let us then have it at the right platform. How can we then shoot a good thing off and say, no, doesn't belong here, let's reject it and all of this? Let us guide this bill and take it to the right direction where it belongs to them. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sommer.
Honorable Chair, if I may just stand down for now and allow Honorable Trebekul, I think he's got a problem with his budget in terms of raising his hand. I'll come after him, if you allow.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I can hear Honorable Trebekulu's voice. Honorable Trebekulu, can you take the platform?
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to you and our members. Chairperson, I think I must come forth to say, as a party, ISP, we did not meet and deliberate on the bill. So no contribution has come forth from the ISP. I must state that, Chairperson. But I need to point out a few things. It was clear, in my own understanding, it was clear from onset that the bill was tabled by all member, and those frustrated by the way government departments is failing small business and SMMEs in paying them timelessly when they do business with the state. This is what I wanted to point out to a person. You know, this comes to mind that there was a commitment that government will make sure that 40,000 small business will be assisted year in and year out. So year by year, they will get assisted. But unfortunately, this has not been seen as was promised. So the view then as far as I could understand, comes from that angle to say, you know, we've been expecting this. It was stated in the National Development Plan that these things will be happening, but only to find that they do not. Some members are putting it in a better English of those what are called red tapes in dealing with business. And on in each and every state of the national press, this has been raised that government will make sure that it makes it possible that we develop each year we develop 40,000 or odd of these small businesses, so that they could create more jobs for the needy workforce out there. Because obviously we have a lot of unemployment in our country. For this country to be emancipated from that challenge, small businesses should be assisted to come up, so that we make sure that we don't have a situation where we go as far as above 30% unemployment in our country. This is Chairperson, what I just wanted to state. But I hope because of the commitments that we are having as a party, we couldn't have time to sit and deliberate on the bill. But as members are just pointing out, if it comes up again, one might be in a position to table it before the party and deliberate on it, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Gabekolo. Can I invite Honorable Soma and then Honorable Gondwe after Honorable Soma?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, for your patience with me. I really appreciate that. Chair, you know, one will get tempted. Let me just deal with it. You know what? It's a little bit disappointing just damping the energy that one has. That are we as this committee try to say that we are now going to take responsibilities of other committees? Because if we do that, I will have a serious problem. But also, I think what we must do, because also we oversight on DPME and DPSA, that deals with the systems, that we must guard against and respect the jurisdiction of other portfolio committees in Parliament and avoid encroaching in their mandate, unless we want to re-engineer indirectly the portfolio committee's mandate. Which then there is another process. I don't think we are mandated to do that exercise here by backdoor, if I may use that word. And I hope I'm not offending anyone. But Chair, I just wanted to raise few issues of emphasis, but which I didn't raise earlier on that. Honorable Kruger's bill, it 99%, by the way, honorable members, it talks to small business, and all of us were repeating that. And why do we want to encroach on other portfolio committees' responsibility? And also, why do we seek to suggest that it's our responsibility to direct this bill to small business? Because the member, honorable member, and all other honorable members, we know what the right thing to do in terms of we want to direct the bill to the proper committee. But we did state, Chair, earlier on, that why we engage to the bill, because it was directed to us by the Speaker's office through the bill's office. However, we cannot, and I don't think it's our intention, to encroach on other portfolio committees' mandate, as it were, unless there is a compelling reason. But ours also, as we monitor and evaluate and also assist where it's necessary, by calling those departments that we think that they're not doing what they're supposed to do, we call them. I.e., for example, the point that I like that Honorable Uba Undabezi took the raising, which is one of our program that we said is one of our priority activities. It's making sure that those departments that don't pay service providers within 30 days, we monitor them and also we call them to account. And probably it's one of the things moving forward, we must just see how do we accommodate that cry that which is part of our responsibility, by the way. But also, Chair, I would like to say that the research unit, if we would have observed the attachment that through Maspole we receive, they did some work at the second meeting where they distributed, which I assumed all of us, we went through it. Even now, this week, for the purpose of today's meeting, they did a very good work, even a research that they did in terms of comparing us also with Australia. But nevertheless, Australia and South Africa, they've got distinct characteristics informed by the material conditions of that country. So, but I'm saying that I don't think there's any other need, unless we are suggesting that, which we did try, Chair, while you were off sick, to say the research unit, if they've produced some work, they must present it. And I'm not suggesting they must do it now because there is no need, but I'm stating the point that they did the work, and unless then honorable members can write to the small business research unit to do that, because we are not oversighting small business department here. Fourthly, it would be wrong for us to keep quiet when knowing very well the rules of parliament and how do we engage with the presidency. The president comes to parliament in Q&A's, questions and answers, and if members, they feel that there is more that needs to be done there, they are at liberty also to submit questions for written responses, as it were. And now, I don't think, it gives me logic why now we say that president doesn't account to any committee, it accounts directly to parliament. If then we feel that the frequency of the president accounting to parliament is not enough, but unfortunately last year we did review the frequency in the rules committee, and the House adopted that. Probably we must wait those ones who feel so for next year to do that if need arises, and engage various powers may be in terms of the rules to be amended. To say that, but we can't say that the president, because the president doesn't come to any committee, and if we don't know where the president as the one body, but also the office, other than the departments that are housing the president, that have got a direct principal oversighting portfolio committees. And I will check so that honorable members, they don't also misquote me. In all my presentation, I've been referring to Honorable Kruger as Honorable Kruger, or the sponsor of the bill. But probably then, because we're hasty to say whatever we want to say and we're very impatient with each other, then we didn't listen to that. And the other, to call a minister also, there's nothing untoward about that if a member has forgotten the surname of the honorable member. But the very last point, Chair, is that it will be unfortunate when we are dealing with such issues as Honorable Komane has just picked up a sector that is totally in terms of the business, which is a private private business, as it were, because business is business, and then it's the private sector space, as it were, for government is to regulate and monitor and guide when it arises. Is that we are saying that the bill is about politics. It's got nothing to do with the politics. It's about respecting the areas of responsibilities as various committees. Secondly, is the duplication and wastefulness financially and materially that the bill seeks to suggest, but also undermines other existing departments or units that are already there, and it causes a lot of unfinancial duplication and wastage, which this committee, by the way, Chair, we have been kicking and screaming to say that the wage bill of the public sector, it needs to be managed. And we cannot then, when it suits us, speaks on both sides of our mouths. I rest my case, Chair. I know Honorable Mantudi has seconded the motion that I put before the committee to say that the committee rejects the bill. We are not rushing anywhere, but why do we delay something that we are clear that legally speaking and otherwise, for us, it doesn't make any logical sense that we must carry on with it. If it needs to be, members are at liberty to come up with their own bills, but I would suggest that we focus at our main mandate as this committee and deal with those things that we have not been doing. Probably we have been doing them, but not consistently, and focus on those things and cause departments that we think that they are not in compliance in terms of the Financial Management Act and the other regulations that they support to observe, because we are such an important committee than taking other committees' responsibilities. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Honorable Gondwe.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I will not be long, but I just want to emphasize a couple of things. I do not necessarily hold the view that the establishment of this RIA unit in the Office of the Presidency will be a duplication of the existing CS unit, or that this unit will encroach upon the mandates of the Departments of Small Business and Trade and Industry. Because if these departments were really doing something, then I don't think Honorable Kruger would have initiated this bill. CS does not sufficiently address the impact of red tape, and there's no evidence to suggest that since its establishment, CS has had a significant impact on the reduction of red tape. We've received submissions from the Free Market Foundation. The Free Market Foundation pointed out that, our economy is currently overregulated, and government's promises and assurances to reduce red tape have not amounted to much. And our economy is currently taking a heavy strain under the weight of the pandemic. And the foundation also said the rule of law is not being observed in the promulgation of legislation. And it hopes that this bill will go a long way towards resolving this issue and compelling government to consider the impact and subsequent consequences of its policies. The foundation also indicated that it doubts that most pieces of legislation have impact assessments accompanying them. And the case in point is the amendment of Section 25 of the Constitution. It's only recently that the DA called that an impact assessment be done on the proposed amendment. And the foundation also points out even where impact assessments are carried out, they are defective and partial in favor of policy and are unbalanced in favor of the advocates of the policy and not honest in relation to the intended consequences. The Small Business Institute also indicated its support for this bill and also indicated that it preferred RIA to CS because RIA, as a tool, emphasizes stakeholder engagement early on, in the legislation and regulation-making process. And, RIA also measures, the impact of legislation against priorities such as employment, economic growth, transformation, and competitiveness, which are all factors that support a conducive and enabling business environment. Sakaliga also indicated that it welcomes any initiative that is aimed at overcoming the burden of red tape and lessening some of the unnecessary encumbrances placed on South African businesses. I think the point I'm trying to make is that we've received support from these credible organizations in relation to the bill. We've not received any objections or any other submissions in relation to the bill. And so the emphasis should be on the substance of the bill, as Honorable Malasi has indicated, and not necessarily around whatever processes or where it should be going, but on the substance of the bill and the fact that it will go a long way towards easing, some of the burdens that small business and medium businesses are currently experiencing because of policies that, honestly speaking, are not helping, but just adding to the burden and to the red tape that is currently there. So that is my contribution, and I don't think that this bill is undesirable, and really the substance is what we should really be looking at in the system. Thank you so much.
Right, Honourable Phoebe, and then Honourable Ntuli, Honourable Komani, in that order.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Honourable Chair, I think I'm well covered by the Honourable Members, especially your Honourable Lisoma, because she read my mind. But what I'm trying to say here, Honourable Chair, is that we gave this bill enough time. I think we made justice to say we even gave Honourable Kruger a chance to come and do the presentation from the people that there or some organizations that are in support of the bill. What we are saying, we are now trying to wasting time for Honourable Kruger, where he could have taken the bill to where it's supposed to be. For us now to say this is the end of the road for us is this a portfolio committee on this bill does not say that we are not suggesting anything where it's supposed to be. Let it go there so that it can maybe be taken forward and be supported. But with us here, we've given enough time, and we are saying, I think we all remember that when we invited other departments from the presidency, whatever that is on the bill of Honorable Kruger is something that is being done by the other departments over there. So when we are saying it is a duplication, it is really a duplication of what is really being done now, trying to address the challenges that we see in these departments in terms of late payments and all other the red tips and everything. So now we are also supporting the fact that let's call this a bill of Honorable Kruger now to an end here, and he can go to where the bill is supposed to be, which is the small business, and then it will be entertained there, and it will be moving forward with the people that are obviously in support of the bill, because he really has a number of people that are supporting it, but this portfolio committee is now saying this is now up to where we have gone with the bill, and for us it is enough now. Let the stop it here. The buck stops here. So I support that now we don't move forward. Let we, as this committee, reject it and say move forward to other committees. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Honourable Komani, come in. Honourable Ntuli, you will follow Honourable Komani.
Thank you very much, Chair. Once more. Chair, let me speak to the statement that was raised by Honourable McClure. I am the one who said, who called Honourable Kruger Mester. And I'm not apologizing, because there's nothing wrong in me saying Honorable Kruger, call him Honorable Kruger, Mr. Kruger. Chair, again, Chair, we cannot, Chair, be forced to agree or to dig deeper into the bill by virtue of having people who supported the bill. Yes, I agree. There were members who submitted submissions in support of the bill. But, Chair, we must as well not forget our mandate as this committee. We cannot, by virtue of having support to the bill, then say the bill is best positioned, or the where it, this this committee can therefore deliver. That chair, I still maintain that as the EFF, we are going to exercise our democratic right to abstain. Having said that, chair, this bill, chair, I'm saying it again, it is better positioned at the small medium with the portfolio committee of small businesses. And chair, as this committee, we cannot as well want to debate or to present bills by virtue of us not executing our duties to the fullest. Chair, one colleague here made mention of the fact that there are some businesses that are still not being paid within the 30 days. It is within our mandate as this committee to take that up with the relevant department. But Chair, that does not mean the introduction of the bill would then handle the matter that some businesses are not paid within their scheduled time. We've got the departments that we need to take on board in case some businesses are not paid in time. We've got consequence management that needs to be introduced, not introduced, that needs to be executed, because they are introduced, they are in place. So why then say we want to introduce this bill by virtue of having businesses that are not being paid in time? So Chair, lastly, I'm saying Chair, for the last time, we cannot Chair, I'm saying this constantly, we cannot be pulled by legs to discuss the bill which is not within our mandate. I therefore say Chair, this bill is not meant for this committee. It accidentally was brought here, and we cannot then just say it is there, it is here, we did deliberate on it, but equally Chair, it is not for this committee to decide on this on this bill. Otherwise we would be taking the mandate of the small business.
Noted, you, Honourable Duli. I said it will be you after that.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I wanted just to do the follow up on the emphasis of this committee, having had the time all the time to listen and deliberate on this bill. The bill which was rejected in the fifth parliament, by the way, and it must be clear, Chairperson, that the rejection of this bill is not due to that issue. The bill, it's simple, Chair. This bill is a duplication of the work of other departments and other units that we've mentioned earlier on. For me, Chairperson, and the meeting, this portfolio committee really was very kind. We've done everything. We've listened even to the supporters of the bill, and we've given another Kruger time. We invited the presidency to come and present. Obviously it was clear on the first day that it is a duplication. But it didn't end there. We open arms to everyone to contribute. I want to put the emphasis that indeed the bill can change the color and come in 2021 in the sixth parliament, but it's the same. Chair, without going clause by clause, it is a duplication. And we did highlight even during tabling of presentations. But it's fine, it's good that everybody was given ample time to look at all angles of the bill and satisfy himself or herself about the bill. And all the parties, I believe all the parties really can see what you are talking about. And I want us to take out the politicizing part. No one is politicizing this bill. No one at all. Members of this portfolio committee were contributing wholeheartedly as part of the work that has been done by this committee. And I think I even made mention earlier on, Chairperson, when I was contributing, to say DPME is on top of some of the things that are seen as red tapes of the payments of service providers within 30 days, and they kept on saying their push is for the service providers to be paid within 7 days. That's a good thing to do. And we all know that it's one of the silent killer that has been killing the small businesses, particularly black people who were doing a business with government for the first time and expecting to get a paid in time so that they can move on. And then when they were not paid in time, they were just be killed once and for all. So. It's work in progress. And safe to say, Chair, in the meeting, there are no politics that have been played here. It's the honest fact. We can't duplicate the work as this portfolio committee. We can't allow the duplication of work as this portfolio committee. And it's not for us to say where it can go. Hence, it was brought to us, we deliberated on it. And I think if Honorable Kruger and the supporters of the bill wish to take it further, they can even submit it to another portfolio committee of which they feel that they have it can do better than us. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Malazi.
Thanks, Chairperson. Look, I think we are at a stage wherein, you know, we seem to have a deadlock, and no matter how much time we have, we seemingly are going to be at a deadlock, given the strong, you know, positions that those in favor and those against the desirability of the bill are. So I think in the interest of constructive progress, Chair, it is key to revert to what Honorable McClure proposed in his
his remarks regarding, you know, the minority report. And I think that will, you know, cover the resolution to the deadlock that we find ourselves in. Because it appears to me that we are now at a stage where we refuse to be persuaded by, you know, the substance of the bill and its proposal. So therefore, perhaps the solution in there is to do what is, you know, permissible to us within parliamentary rules, in that, you know, we open the door for Honourable McClure in tabling the minority report, and that we have constructive progress on this, because we are going to run around in circles defending our individual positions without having progress on this matter. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Malazi. Let me speak at the end now. My understanding of what arguments for and against do not suit the bill, particularly those who spoke from the ANC, if I understood them clearly. They say this bill does not belong to this portfolio committee. Therefore, it must be taken to the relevant portfolio committee, because this portfolio committee cannot do the work of other portfolio committees. Therefore, I do buy that view, and I give Mr. Kruger, Honorable Kruger, an advice to take this bill to the Small Development Portfolio Committee, Small Business Development Portfolio Committee. In that way, we are not shooting the bill, but we are channeling it to a relevant portfolio committee. And that is the right thing to do. That's my conclusion, Honorable Members. Honorable Kruger, please take this bill to a committee that is mandated to deal with this in terms of the work of Parliament. That committee is Small Business Development. I don't understand this as a rejection, if we put it that way. Therefore, Honorable Members, thank you very much for your... You have taken longer than I thought we would take, but we have now come to the end of the meeting. Honorable Kruger must take this bill to the relevant portfolio committee.
Chair?
Who's that?
It's Joe McClure, Chair. May I have an opportunity?
I don't think you can have an opportunity after the chairperson has outlined the way forward.
No, I just want you to register the... Chair, I just want you to register that DAs disagree with the way we've dealt with it, and also with the decision that you have taken.
Yeah, but it is not going to change the way that this bill will have to be channeled to. Ms. Honorable Kruger, take this bill to a relevant portfolio committee. We are not going to do the work of other portfolio committees as this committee. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.